They came by the tens of thousands, cramming the narrow streets of Mexico City's old central district, waving flags and banners and chanting their disapproval of the official vote result that gave the victory to ruling party candidate Felipe Calderón. Many carried signs condemning Mexico's Federal Electoral Institute for having, in the view of the protesters, conspired with the ruling party to steal the election from López Obrador. International observers called the July 2nd voting process exemplary, and representatives of every party were on hand at every voting station in the country to observe the process, which was mostly carried out by volunteers. Still, in his address to the crowded Zócalo, López Obrador said he and the millions who support him were victims of a massive fraud.
Estamos seguros de que a pesar de todas las prácticas antidemocráticas, nosotros triunfamos.
He said, we are sure that in spite of all the anti-democratic practices, we triumphed on the 2nd of July. He called on his supporters not to block roads or engage in violent acts that might hurt the cause. He said he would present proof of his accusations to the Federal Electoral Tribunal on Sunday. The tribunal is the body established by law for all such complaints and is also the body that is designated to officially pronounce the winner of the presidential race on September 6th. All complaints brought before the tribunal must be resolved by the end of August. López Obrador said his assertion that he won the election would be proved by a complete review of the vote.
Vamos a pedir que se cuenten todos los votos.
He called for a recount, vote by vote, and voting booth by voting booth. The former mayor of Mexico City did not provide any hard evidence of fraud, but he told reporters earlier in the day that he would do that once he had formally presented his complaint to the election tribunal. Meanwhile, the candidate who won by less than 0.6%, according to the final vote count, Felipe Calderón of the National Action Party, is proceeding as if he were already president-elect. He says he will begin forming his transition team Monday. He also received calls of congratulations over the past couple of days from Mexico's current president, Vicente Fox, from President Bush, and from the prime ministers of Spain and Canada. Calderón has called for a government of unity and has reached out to other parties, including those that backed López Obrador, offering to name members of those parties to his cabinet. But López Obrador and his supporters are having none of it, at least for now. And even if the vote challenge fails, Calderón faces a difficult job ahead trying to rule a divided nation where many citizens are likely to remain angry and distrustful for a long time to come. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Mexico City.